Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Coming King Foundation. I'm Roy Holly. Good to have you listening in today. We're going to talk to Stockton Williams here coming up right now. Stockton is on the board of the Coming King Foundation. Stockton, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Roy, it's great to be here.
Now, we've got some special people here this week, Chris and Summer
Cawthon.
Stockton, if you would talk to Chris and his wife, Summer. Good to have you here today.
Thank you.
And visit with them a little bit and kind of introduce them.
Okay, but Roy, can I first tell you the exciting week we've been having at the Cross
this week?
It is. It's been spring breaks. We've had a lot of visitors. You heard some of the comments that they left. Also, because it is spring, the flowers are blooming. It looks beautiful up there. Everybody needs to come out and see the empty cross right now because the spring is just glorious.
If there was ever a time to come see it, this is the time.
Yes. It was kind of a long, cold winter, actually, for Kerrville, and so things were kind of barren up there, but it's beautiful now. But we're excited about Easter later this month. And so we have today Chris and Summer, as Roy said, and they're actually in charge of the music for the weekend, which is a huge job because they don't actually do the whole music. They have to find other musicians.
It is a big responsibility.
It's a huge responsibility.
Because a lot of people come for the music.
Yes.
So it's got to be good.
And of course, our friend Lueta used to always do
that. Oh, yeah. I got to put her in there. Lueta, we love you. Before we get to talking with Chris and Summer about things they do at the Cross, let's talk about a little bit about how they met, because they have a very interesting
a cool
way
story.
They met. Chris, why don't you start it off, since I think you're more articulate at how all this evolved.
What? Oh, thanks, Roy. So we met out at Hunt School, which is 20 minutes down the road, and Summer was substitute teaching out there, and I was too. She was doing it before me, and so she and the secretary out there had a conversation about how I was coming in the next day, and the secretary told Summer, hey, you need to go and check in on Chris tomorrow to just introduce yourself. And Summer was a little nervous at that, but she said, hey, I'll do this. And so fast forward to the next day, I was substitute teaching. It got to lunchtime, and all of a sudden this beautiful blonde-haired girl appeared in front of me, and she said, hello, my name is Summer Cawthon. And I said, hello, or excuse me, not Summer Cawthon. So used to that, hello, my name is Summer. And I said, hello, my name's Chris. And so she asked if I needed any help, and I told her,
in several ways,
maybe I do.
Yeah, and with my life.
That's how we met. And she says a funny story about how, you want to tell them about my sister?
We don't have to add
why?
That.
Oh, come on now, Summer.
Well, I said, do you need any help with your lesson plans? Because the teacher hadn't left him anything. And he said, no. And then he went home. And I was like, okay, well, I got home that day. And his sister, who is an eighth grader, she was younger, added me as a friend on Facebook. And I said, what kind of grown man has his younger sister add a girl?
So, I didn't have her do that.
It turns out like that wasn't the case. But we ended up meeting again and getting together. And yeah, the rest is history.
And the rest is history. And I think you said you've been married, what, 7 years?
7.5 years.
Oh, that's great.
Coming up to 8.
Well, I just wanted to share that with our audience because that is a neat story. We all like to hear love stories where they work out and people are happily ever after. So that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do at the Cross and about the event coming up. Chris, let's start with you first.
Yeah, so we've known Max forever. We've done church life with him for a long time. And so recently we're taking over as the event planners and coordinators of the music and the speakers up there on April 20th, that Saturday. So we're running speakers and music from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we've talked with a bunch of people that we're connected with in the city. I call them our friends because they are people from different churches, denominations. We got 4 bands get to play and 4 to 5 speakers. Max will be a speaker. I'll be a speaker. And a couple of my other good friends will talk up there. And our heart for it is just to bring unity and to bring community here to the region. And the Cross does it so well. The Cross is this central piece and point that draws so many people, like our the comments we heard earlier from Stockton, just about all the testimonies of people enjoying the Cross. And so it's beautiful that the Cross attracts that many people. And on this Saturday, we're going to be able to have live worship and speakers. As well as, well, I think on...
It makes you feel good to be part of something, which is the Cross, that's greater than you are.
Yes.
Because that's what I feel when I come up here and these events happen and all these people are working to help people come here and we do this show. It makes you feel good that you get to contribute some little bitty part to getting people up there to have this wonderful experience. Because once they come there, they have this experience of being there. You don't have to, as someone once said, you don't have to explain it to them after that. They get it, don't they?
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, when you go to the Cross, something happens at the Cross.
It's like magic.
And, yeah.
Well, it's called the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, totally. It is like magic, and it is called the Holy Spirit. One time I was at an event with Jim McKnight and some other people called Lionsgate. It was a prayer event. And I'm a teacher and coach, or I should say I used to be a teacher and coach down the road at Ingram. And one of the kids I used to coach came, and so I broke away from the prayer event to go talk to him for a second. And he said he was doing all right, but he was there with his little girlfriend, and her family had been through a recent moment of just some domestic abuse, and it was just kind of a tough spot they were in. And so they were down and low. So I said, hey guys, can I pray for y'all? And they said, yes, that'd be great. And so we all joined hands. And I just asked that God would come and that he would love on this family. And it was so neat because he began to do that. This lady, his girlfriend's mom, just began to weep, and God's power began to touch her heart. And I just kept asking Jesus, would you touch her and would you help her in this situation? And he did. As you know, the prayer was 3, 4, 5 minutes. By the end of it, the whole family was just filled with peace and joy and
That's
love,
a great experience,
and God
isn't it?
Began to encounter them. It was so cool.
Well, Summer, let's talk to you a little bit, a little closer to the mic, and share some of the things that you're involved in with this big event coming up.
Yeah, so Chris and I, we are doing full-time ministry now, and we do what's called Community Now, Community Nights of Worship. And so whenever we were offered to just come and partner with the Coming King Foundation for this Easter Sunday, we were really honored and excited because this is right up our alley. And so
you're already doing these nights of worship. So now you're bringing it to the Coming King.
Right. So with our Nights of Worship, we really just partner with multiple churches in our region, in Kerrville and some in Fredericksburg. And we come together just to come together and worship the Lord. And so it's going to be great to be up there on Saturday, April 20th. We'll have multiple bands and just different churches and denominations represented. And it's going to be a great day.
And it does change your perspective when you see all these people coming together. You then understand that it is possible for everybody to work together, no matter what religion they are, what political belief they are, because they all come together for one common cause, the cross.
That's
and
right.
Jesus Christ. Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Stockton Williams, any comments on anything? What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting Easter weekend. Everybody should come on out. We've got musicians, talks, messages, prayer times, lots of prayer times. It's going to start like in the morning, officially the event about 11 a.m., but you can, of course, come up there earlier than that. It's going to go for about 5 hours or so. You are broadcasting live there at 4 o'clock.
We'll be there live starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5 o'clock, and it's going to be on 9:30 a.m., The Answer. You want to put that on your smartphone, 9:30 a.m., The Answer, San Antonio, and you can pick it up on your smartphone or 9:30 a.m., And it the station goes to 22 counties. It's KLUP. And we will be live talking about the cross. And we have done shows here before. So this is probably my third or fourth show to actually broadcast from the cross. And
That's
it's very
awesome.
Exciting.
Yes.
You haven't lived till you go live right next
yes.
to the cross. Talk about energy. Feels like lightning's
yes.
coming down on me, you know?
So it's come and go. You don't have to stay all day if you need to be with family, if your plans don't allow it. But come and go. The programming part's about 5 hours or so, but you can come before and stay after two.
And we have shuttle
we
parking,
have
shuttle, free shuttles.
Good reminder, Roy. Thank you for.
Well, because I like it. I mean, I don't want to have to run. I don't want to have to walk up that hill.
Yeah, right.
It's I die by the time I get up there.
You're at the top of the hill. So
you don't have to worry about it if you're disabled or something. It makes no difference because they shuttle you up there and they shuttle you back to your vehicle.
Absolutely. Now, Easter morning, there's a sunrise service.
On Sunday.
On Sunday morning, April 21st, Easter Day. It'll start about 7:30. We have several things that will begin it, including shofar, people blowing the shofar, the ancient horn of Israel of our Old Testament times. And then several people will do some welcomes, including the mayor of Kerrville, Bill Blackburn. I actually will be doing an invocation. And after the invocation, interestingly enough, I introduce Summer and Chris, and they'll take over at that point with some music and praise, worship. And then
I'm excited.
It is. And there'll be a message then by Luweta Rashke.
And we know Luweta. She knows yes. how to sing.
She does.
She's a great singer and great
and
talker.
Speaker, yes.
And great speaker. Yes. And she, well, just a very well-rounded person. She can do it all. And I'm a fan, in case you can't tell.
Yes,
Luweta.
Me too.
I've heard her many times. But you know, the greatest thing with Luweta is, after she gets to singing and preaching, is to be able to meet her in person and just talk to her.
Yes.
She's one of the nicest people you ever want to meet. And if I would say one word about Luweta, it would be genuine. What you see is what you get.
True.
See?
That's right.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Huh? So anything else that, Chris, you want to share about the event coming up? We got about 3 minutes.
We're just excited. I would just say if you don't have anything to do, or even better, if just make this something to do, on Saturday and as well as Easter Sunday, and come out to the cross, hang out with us. God's going to touch you and you're going to be able to connect with fellow believers. And maybe if you're just curious about God and Jesus and what all that means and entails, and just come check it out, and we'll have food and fellowship and fun. It'll just be a incredible time. So we just would love as many people can come.
There will be some food vendors up there.
Yes, there are some food vendors.
Some food vendors that if people want to eat or something, they're welcome to eat there. We'll have some vendors there that people can partake of that. And the other thing is, we want to make sure you understand that if you come up to this, nobody's going to beat up on you. Nobody's going to pressure you. It's one of those things that here it is. You come and experience it on your own way. Whatever you need, there'll be chaplains there to talk to you. A lot of chaplains and people that are qualified by Coming King Foundation. And you'll see they have their red aprons on. That's why they're with the Coming King Foundation. And any of them are there. And then, of course, there's a lot of other folks that will help you as well. Because there's everybody that's going to be up there. Believe me, if they're there on Sunday or Saturday, they're special people because they wouldn't be there in the first place.
Exactly. There's lots of other stuff
to do. And they'd love to share. Weekend. The people come to the Coming King Foundation and the gardens are special people, and they love helping out. All right. Let's see. It's if you people want more information now, when are the dates again for our event coming up?
It's Saturday, April 20th and Sunday, April 21st.
Okay. And if you want more information about the Easter event, or if you want more information about the organization, call the Coming King Foundation and Prayer Gardens. You can go to comingkingfoundation.org, comingkingfoundation.org. And there's plenty of information there on how you can get and call the office. And if you want to donate some money, if you want to be a volunteer, thecomingkingfoundation.org. We got about a minute. Anything last that you want to share? Chris?
We're just excited. I think it'll be incredible. And we're honored to partner with the Coming King Foundation, our ministry. And so it'll be a fun event. We're full of worship and prayer and love. And so we're excited.
Summer?
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful weekend, and we just can't wait. So we'll see you out there.
And Stockton, any last words?
No, y'all just come. We're going to celebrate the resurrection.
All right. It's on Easter, and we're having a party. It's going to be a lot of fun. We want you there. Thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Coming King Foundation show, and we appreciate you listening in, and hopefully it was a benefit to you in some way. With our visitors' comments, here's Stockton Williams.
Roy, it's been a great week up at the Empty Cross with spring break and all. We have a wonderful group of comments from this week. The first one is from El Quiroga 94 from Spring, Texas on the TripAdvisor website. On March 13th, my husband and I went to this place not knowing exactly what to expect. We felt so at peace. The sculptures were beautiful, and you could feel the faith that overwhelmed the grounds. The beautiful opportunity to pray there for yourself or others was amazing. It is free, and they supply information about our Creator and offer markers so visitors may write prayer requests on stones and leave them there so others may pray for them as well. On February 28th, 111 Ava from Kerrville, a local person on TripAdvisor, wrote, "Stop here. Beautiful sculptures. I love making this stop. Be sure to grab a Sharpie at the station and back. They have rocks for individuals to record prayer requests on and place in the prayer garden. I loved sitting there praying for my loved ones and praying for others in the garden. Sculptures were beautiful." Also on the TripAdvisor website, K Still 29, March the 7th, "Connect with the Lord and pray. Of course, you have the absolutely beautiful bronze sculptures, and in addition, it is a wonderful place to meditate and to pray. Beautiful views of the city." Now, both of those were TripAdvisor. They are probably actually not Kerrville people, but they left it on the Kerrville TripAdvisor. This is from our website. Erica Ortiz from Houston, "Thank you all for this setup that God has given to the founders and the volunteers and all. I want to thank you all for Don, who is a blessing and took his time to pray with us. Thank you, Father God, for this experience. Amen." March 14th, back to spring break. "Beautiful and inspiring. I love the clear presentation of the gospel." Gail Furlong from Murchison, Texas. March 14th, "Our family visited. It is amazing and such a blessing." Jeanette Rash, Round Rock, Texas. March 13th again, "What a beautiful testament to faith." The Serrano family from Mansfield, Texas. March 13th, "We got a blessing out of it." Jose Soto from Edinburgh, Texas, down in the valley. They came up here. And March 11th, "Awesome experience in daytime as well as after hours too. Federico Luna.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24 and a half acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.